We're proud to be the soundtrack of family road trips everywhere.
I'm having some trouble gaining intellectual stimulation from watching miles of corn pass before my eyes.
And now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Looks like closing time, Camilla.
Okay. When is everyone meeting in the morning, Mr. Whitaker?
10:30 sharp. That's not too early for you, is it?
No. I'm always awake by 10 o'clock on Saturdays anyway, especially when ice cream is involved.
Well, good.
The kids at the hospital will be so excited when we drop in with all those buckets of ice cream. We do have low-fat options, too, right?
Yes. Well, Eugene made a wonderful Brussels sprout ice cream just the other day.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh. My mom just pulled up. I gotta go.
Well, I'll see you bright and early in the morning, then.
Okay. Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Last call, Wigsenders. Time to close up. Anybody still here? All right, then.
All right, looks like the coast is clear. Come on out, Brian. Are you done?
Well, that closet is packed with stuff. It's a hazard waiting to happen.
It just did.
I'll pick it up.
No. Just leave it for now, okay? We have more important fish to fry. To the kitchen, Jeeves.
You've got the video camera?
It's in your hand.
Oh. You have the tripod? Never mind.
And your glasses are on your face.
And remind me why we had to film here after hours anyway.
I told you. I asked Mr. Whitaker, but he said he didn't want us doing it when he couldn't be here. And he can't be here tonight. But I have to record it tonight because the deadline for submissions is tomorrow. So that's why we're here.
I don't remember any of that.
I'm astounded.
But if he doesn't want us to be here...
Why are we here?
Yeah.
He didn't look earnest when he said it, right? I mean, and grown-ups always look earnest when they mean business. Like this.
Ooh, I know that look.
Every kid knows that look. It's cold in here. Hope it doesn't affect my delicate constitution. Set the camera up right there.
Okay. Now, remind me why we have to film in the walk-in freezer.
Brian, you seriously need to tap into your creative spark. I mean, I have a creative flame, but your little flimsy spark would at least help you realize that you need to think outside the box about setting and ambiance when it comes to creating good art.
Singing in a freezer is good art.
Brian, what are we videotaping?
A jingle.
For?
Burger Barn.
A jingle that kids across the state will record too, right?
Yeah, who wouldn't want to win a year's supply of burgers?
Exactamundo. But only one entry will win. And who will that be?
Beats me.
Us!
You looked very earnest when you said that.
Oh, I am. Listen to the acoustics in here. Yodelay hee hoo! Nice, huh?
Sweet.
No one else will have thought of such an ingenious setting for their video. Great sound, food everywhere, and that smoky fog look that singers pay serious money to create on stage. Is this great or what?
It's great.
So, who's gonna win those burgers?
We are!
Roll tape.
And rolling.
Da-da-da-da-da-da! Hey!
Burger bar,
tasty as can be!
Wait, hold on.
What, did I miss the
beep? No, I'm getting a hum.
A hum?
Yeah, there's a hum coming from somewhere. I think it's the freezer.
Okay, well, unplug it.
You can't unplug an industrial freezer, Jay.
Fine, Mr. Wizard. And how do you stop its humming?
You teach it the words.
You're so perspicacious.
There's got to be a thermostat in here somewhere. Well, just turn it off. There it is. And goodbye, hum. That's much better.
Yeah!
Ooh, yeah, that's nice. Good call, my boy. Okay, once more from the top, quick, before my lips freeze shut.
And rolling.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, burger barn, tasty as can be. I know they're not Chuck, but they're only a buck, so what if they're greasy? Burger barn, tasty as can be.
Boys!
Whoa, I'm freezing!
Hold it right there.
Oh, Camilla, good morning. Well, you're here early.
I wanted to see if there was anything I could do to help get ready.
Well, thank you. Come on in.
Okay.
There's not much to do, really. We need to get the ice cream and cones ready. And we should take some bowls and spoons, too.
And napkins.
Right. Well, did you hear about the ruckus last night?
No. What happened?
Well, a couple of boys snuck in here after hours.
Did they take anything?
No, they wanted a videotape in the kitchen.
Huh?
Don't ask. Anyway, they tripped the silent alarm and the police came by and caught them.
Did you press charges?
No, I wasn't here, though the police did call. I don't suppose any real harm was done. Here, if you want to get the cones, I'll get the ice cream out of the freezer and...
What's wrong, Mr. Whitaker? Why is it so warm in here?
The freezer's been turned off. Oh, all of my ice cream is melted.
All of it?
I'm afraid so.
Including the sundaes for the kids at the hospital?
Yes, including those. So, I spoke with both of your fathers.
Uh-oh.
Can I ask you this? When you told him... Did his eyeballs bulge?
Well, actually, yes, I believe they did.
Oh, no.
Anyway, they both decided the same thing, that I should come up with a punishment.
You?
Well, it was my property you destroyed, so yes.
You're gonna make us do something that secretly teaches us a lesson, aren't you? I've heard about you. You're a legend in the local homeschool community.
Once a teacher, always a teacher.
And what's the pill that will mete out our bitter medicine?
Well... All of my ice cream was ruined. So 30 kids at the hospital who were looking forward to a special treat didn't get it because of you. Therefore, your punishment is, for the next 30 days, you're going to do 30 kind acts.
30 days? That's a month!
Yeah, last time I checked.
That's a lot of kindness, Mr. Whitaker. Don't you think you're overdoing it?
Not at all.
So, what kinds of things would we be doing?
You'll be helping out at the children's home, doing work at people's houses, picking up trash, those kinds of things. Well, they won't take too much time, but they'll be every day for the next month without fail.
What if we miss a day?
Well, your father said they have something very special in mind if that happens.
Well, 30 days is good.
We'll do it.
Good. You'll start tomorrow. Oh, and I want you to put your video camera to use and record a bit of each day's activity.
What? You don't trust us?
Here's your list.
Day one, read a story to children at the library.
You can do that one. Can you read?
Hello, I just did.
Those kids are gonna love us.
All right, are you rolling, Brian?
Hitting record now.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus, what a great name. My name's Jay.
But you can call him Mr. Softbelly.
That's right. What? No.
Hi, Mr. Softbelly.
DeMarcus, don't listen to strangers. Call me Jay. And today, we're reading Chucky the Chair by Emerson Fosbick. Chucky is a chair. Chucky is a brown chair. People like to sit on Chucky. And cut. All right, kid. We're done here.
What?
Wait a minute. What happened with Chucky?
Who cares? He's a chair.
But you left us in suspense. Did Chucky get what he wanted? Did he follow his dreams?
Keep reading, Mr. Softbelly.
Jay, not Softbelly. Okay, the gist is that everybody sits on the chair, and that makes Chucky happy, and he makes friends with an ottoman. The end.
You just did a summary of an 8-page book.
Less is more. See you later, kid.
Bye, Mr. Soft.
Jay. The name is Jay. Okay, I'm rolling. Go.
Hey, how can I help you?
Hello, sir. My name is Brian, and I'm collecting canned goods for the local food shelter. Do you have anything you'd like to donate?
Well, yes, I do. Hang on.
You're knocking at the next door. They've got garden gnomes on the porch. Those things creep me out.
We're not going next door.
Why not?
We're done after this.
How many cans do you think this guy has?
Here you go, boys. 2 cans of green beans.
Thank you for your generosity, sir.
Oh, no problem.
And cut. Come along, Smithens. We're done.
After 2 cans?
We'll just raid my basement. We've got 40 cans of beets down there.
Beets?
My mom went through a beet phase.
Hey, guys.
Ah, hello, Camilla. And goodbye, Camilla.
What are you guys doing?
We're collecting...
Nothing that would interest you. Run along and knit a sweater or bake. I don't care, whatever you girls do. Off later, Ozens.
Bye.
Why didn't you just tell her what we're doing?
You're kidding, right? I got a reputation to consider. I'll crack open those green beans. Rolling, Mr. DeMille?
Rolling, Mr. Reputation.
Okay, can you just stop with the cute names?
Why? You do them.
It's my shtick. Get your own shtick.
All right, all right.
And action. Wow, this park is really messy. Get a shot of the messy park, Brian.
Right. Observe the urban panorama. What was once a place of mirth and laughter has become a wasteland of broken bottles and... broken hearts.
Thank you, Captain Overdramatic. See? Names. My thing. Guess I'd better get busy cleaning it up. Definitely a big job. Ugh. And cut.
You picked up 1 bottle.
Yeah, but it's a 2-liter bottle. Real heavy. That's another kindness. Checked off. Next. And done. Roll them, Smokey.
I'll set the scene. Day 16. Jay writes a letter of encouragement to a child in Uganda. Fully researched in order to ask relevant questions. Like the assignment said, Jay will now read you this poignant letter.
Dear Abote, hello. How do you like living in the landlocked country of Uganda? How are you enjoying your country's independence since you gained that from Britain in 1962? It must be really fun living at 3,609 feet above sea level. Well, gotta go. I hope you're among the 72.8% of the people who can read in your country. Otherwise, this letter's gonna be boring. Anywho, here's a picture of a cat. Signed, Jay. Cut. How was that?
Well researched.
Mr. Whitaker, I heard it from one of the boys in my school. Jay gave some boy a can of beets to walk a woman's dog for her. Weird, huh?
Maybe not, Camilla. It just so happens that walking a woman's dog was one of the tasks I gave Jay and Brian for breaking into my shop.
Then they're cheating.
Well, the only person they're cheating is themselves. My hope is that they'll find out that doing things for other people is much more fulfilling than spending time on themselves.
Something tells me that's not sinking in yet.
Maybe. But the 30 days aren't over yet.
Do you really think Jay will change in 30 days?
Now, I don't know, Camilla. That's up to him. What I do know is that the best way to develop a habit, whether it's good or bad, is repetition. If nothing else, this exercise will give him a taste of what it means to be kind. That's a good place to start, huh?
It's a good thing that you've got 30 flavors of ice cream.
Oh, and why is that?
If I try one every day, I can develop a habit. Let's start with Vanilla Fudge Ripple.
Coming right up.
Here I am, outside, about to whack some weeds in front of Miss Carver's house. All right, let's go.
Jay, you whacked 1 weed.
I know. I'm exhausted. Lunch?
But our yard's not even close to being done.
And your point is?
She says that she's a single mom. She works two jobs.
Oh, so she's got a kid? Let him do it, lazy bum.
He's 3 years old.
Three, lame excuse. I was thinking tacos. You like tacos, huh?
But
that's
what about...
That's him, Mama. That's the guy who read me the book.
What? Oh, oh.
Oh, excuse me. Are you Mr. Softbelly?
Well...
Yeah, he is. I'm Brian.
Hi, my son DeMarcus was in the library the other day. You read a book to him?
Chuck the Chair.
Chuck the Chair, Chuck... Oh, right, Chucky. Uh-huh. Well, nice seeing you.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you.
Really? Why?
Well, it was very kind of you to give your time.
I really wasn't that much time.
You can say that again.
DeMarcus's dad is in the military. He's overseas right now, so he misses reading with his daddy.
My dad always skips through pages, too. He thinks I don't know it. He's funny like you.
Oh, well, you know, comedy, it's a gift.
It sure is. Anyway, I can see you boys are busy. Thank you again. Well, let's go, DeMarcus.
We're going to the park. Bye, Mr. Softbelly.
Bye, and my name is Jay. Ugh, that was awkward.
What do you know? We did something good.
Let's just keep that to ourselves, shall we?
The reputation thing.
Exactamundo.
You know, it actually feels pretty good doing something nice for someone else.
Well, you know what they say. Can't trust your feelings. Come on, let's get out of here.
I suppose congratulations are in order.
Yep, we did it.
30 days, 30 kind acts.
30 satisfied customers.
I hope so. So, tell me about your experience. How did it go?
Well,
you know, I can see how other people might get into it, but, well, it's not really my thing.
You mean helping people?
Yeah, it's just not as fun as helping yourself.
Well, I can't say that I agree with you, Jay. How about you, Brian?
Oh, he feels the same way.
I'd like to hear it from him. Brian?
Well, it was okay.
Just okay?
I didn't mind it.
Oh, then maybe you'll find more opportunities to help others.
Yeah.
Doubtful.
It was pretty hard work, Mr. Whitaker. I try to avoid that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hello, Camilla.
Hi, Brian. Jay.
Hey. Hi.
What are you up to this afternoon?
I just ran into Miss Carver.
The Miss Carver?
The lady whose yard you weeded?
That's the one. Well, look at the time. Gotta run.
Just a minute, Jay. This concerns you.
It sure does.
Miss Carver mentioned the work you did for her.
Well, isn't that nice, Brian? I think I smell my Pop-Tarts burning.
She said you two did a wonderful job.
No, it's a huge misunderstanding. She did?
Yeah.
You're pulling my leg.
No. Why?
No reason. I'm just a little humble about my work. It never meets my standards.
To be honest, I was surprised.
No more surprised than I am.
I thought you'd do just enough to get by.
Never let it be said that Jay Smouse didn't do the least he could do when he could do the least he could do.
Anyway, good job, guys.
Yes, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Let's hit the road, Frodo. Bye now. Enjoy talking amongst yourselves about us when we're gone. Come on, let's go. Let's get out of here. What in the name of sanity happened in there?
You promised not to make fun of me.
What? Do I look like someone who wouldn't make fun of you?
No.
Okay, then. What did you do?
After you trimmed that weed of Miss Carver's.
Mm-hmm.
And after we went out for lunch.
Yeah, tacos. Smothered in burritos. Mm-hmm.
And then we split up.
No. Don't tell me.
Yeah, I kind of went back to Miss Carver's and finished the job.
Are you nuts? Why would you waste good and valuable time helping someone?
You should be glad I did. Otherwise, Mr. Whitaker might have told us to do another 30 days of kindness.
Yeah, right. Well then, way to take one for the team there, Yogi. You're a better man than someone else.
Well, hello, Jay.
Hiya.
The usual?
Yeah, thanks.
What's wrong? Seem a little down today.
Yeah, just bored, I guess.
I see. Where's Brian?
I don't know. Taming a horse or chopping down a tree, something like that. I think he's moved on.
Oh, from your friendship, you mean?
Yeah. That's totally cool. I mean, I was getting tired of the old ball and chain anyway. It was cramping my style.
Here you go.
Thanks.
You know, Jay, you don't have to keep putting on this facade.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I think you do.
No, really, I don't know what a facade is.
Oh. What I mean is, you don't have to pretend that you don't care about people. If I were to guess, I'd say that not only do you miss Brian, but that deep down inside, you like some of the things I assigned you to do this past month, even though you didn't put much effort into it.
Ugh, you mean you...
Yeah, I heard from quite a few people that you did just enough to get by.
You're not going to make me do another month of kindness, are you?
No.
Good.
But I did tell your father about what you did, or rather didn't do. He may have something to say about it.
Ugh, I'm doomed.
Jay, do you know why I gave you those 30 tasks?
Nope, but... pretty sure you're about to tell me.
Nah, well, I did it because every so often I can see through the facade into the real Jay Smouse. I see someone who wants to be kind and good, but doesn't know how. Have you ever heard the phrase, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy"?
Nope, but I bet it's from the Bible. Blessed and shall kind of give it away.
Yeah, it is. Mercy is a word that means several things, including kindness. So you could say, blessed are the kind, for they shall receive kindness. I believe that when we show kindness to others, we get it in return, because kindness changes us, both as we give it and as we get it, both from others and from God.
Doing the Bible thing may be easy for you, Mr. Whitaker, but as for me, you know, I'm not... Never mind.
No. I'm not going to give up on you, Jay. I'll be praying for you.
Yeah, well, thanks, I think.
Oh, by the way, this is yours. It came in the mail today.
What is it?
It's a letter from Abote, the boy you wrote to in Uganda.
Oh, suppose he wants to be pen pals now.
Maybe. Would you like that?
Nah, I don't know. I'm going to think about it. Anyway, better run. Places to go, people to see, you know.
Yeah.
So what do I owe you?
Oh, nothing. It's on the house.
Is that one of those kindness things? All right. Here's a thank you thing.
You're very welcome.
Home sweet home. Hello, little Elvis doll.
Hey, Jay, little buddy. How are you?
Mediocre, as usual. You know.
Yeah? What you got there?
A letter from a boy in Uganda. He writes that he liked my note and... wants to be my friend.
Hey, you can mark it. Return to sender.
I actually thought I'd, maybe write him back.
Yeah, man, that's all right.
But let's keep this to ourselves, okay, little Elvis? No sense in word getting out.
Hey, it's hard to live up to an image. I know.
Yeah, exactamundo. Me too. Smouse in the house. Who's this, and what do you want?
Jay, it's Brian.
Well, the prodigal returns.
Sorry I haven't called in a few days. I've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I've heard the weeds in town all got together and put out a contract on you.
Hey, you want to hang out?
Sure. We could grab a bite to eat. I love eating.
Burger barn.
Yeah, I love that song. Hey, and, I'm buying.
Are you serious? That's $2.
I know, it pained me to offer, but I'll just rob my penny bank or something.
Thanks, Jay. That's really nice.
No worries, my boy. You can be just as nice next lunch.
Now, wait a minute. Did I hear Jay Smouse doing something kind? Oh, maybe I was just distracted by his Elvis impersonation. Hopefully Jay understands now that being kind is more than simply doing nice things for others. It's a way to better understand God, because God is the perfect example of kindness. Titus chapter 3 says that when the kindness of God our Savior and His love for man appeared, He saved us, not because of works that we've done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by washing us clean into a new birth and renewing us by the Holy Spirit. God's matchless kindness sent Jesus to deliver all of us, not just for 30 days, but forever. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. 30 J's Hat September, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Marshall Younger and Dave Arnold, and directed by Dave Arnold. Sound design was by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Whit Hertford, Andre Stoika, Michaela Dean, Colin McCarthy, Andre Robinson, and Nico Posey. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.